St. Matthew's Gospel records the story of how Jesus at one time led his disciples out of the ordinary ambit of their journeys to a town called Caesarea Philippi, where he asked them a penetrating question. Who do people say that the Son of Man is? The gospel records that the disciples begin to list some of the theories. Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. We could add to those answers many others, both ancient and modern. Some say he's possessed by a demon. Some say he's a blasphemer and a liar. Some say he's a political troublemaker. Some say he's a good man and holy, but nothing more than that. Some say he's a myth that never really happened. One of the interesting things about the story is that the Lord then proceeds to press his question, to ask it a second time in a manner more intimate and more personal. He repeats himself, "But who do you say that I am?" His question echoes down the centuries, and each of us must answer. In order to answer well, we must stretch out our minds. We must accept the secret grace of faith. We must let him himself teach us who he is. For the answer is strange and marvelous. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the carpenter's son, died on a cross 2,000 years ago, is our Savior and our God. We have that answer in the readings that we had from sacred scripture today. They present to us that curious combination so characteristic of his life, of loftiness and lowliness, of misery and majesty. We began with the readings of his triumphant entry into the city of Jerusalem, the adulation of the crowd singing out, "Hosanna to the Son of David, Hosanna in the highest," wild with joy about the coming of the Messiah, the heir of their ancient kings. And then the reading of the Passion shows everything strangely changed. And the joyful crowds are gone, and instead he hears the chants of "Crucify him, crucify him," and the king must wear a crown of thorns, and for his throne, there is only the cross. And yet, amidst the story of his humiliation, of his apparent defeat, there was something of majesty about him. And we can almost hear the hushed whisper of the centurion, "Surely this man was the Son of God." So he is. So he said himself, so his church has always taught, so down through the centuries, the saints have borne their witness, that Jesus Christ is the eternal Son of God. God from God and light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. The eternal God who made the worlds, who formed man out of the dust of the earth and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. That God became man. Without ceasing to be God, he took to himself a human nature. He remained what he was, he became what he was not, and the God who made the worlds took a real human nature And he was a baby in his mother's womb, and then a boy and a youth, and finally a man. God himself looked out on the world with human eyes and worked with human hands. God himself loved with a human heart, and he loved us till the end. And that is the key to understanding what he has done for us. It was God himself who gave his back to the cruel Roman scourges, who turned his face toward the jeering crowd. It was God himself who carried the heavy wood of the cross down the Via Dolorosa with human arms. God himself who was nailed to a tree and lifted high above the earth to draw all men to himself. And the blood which trickled down the wood of that cross was the very blood of God. And because it is so, we are saved. Because that blood is the blood of God, it is of infinite value. It suffices to make atonement for all the sin of all the world, suffices to purchase for us the pardon which we so desperately needed and did not deserve. Because it is the blood of God, it is filled with power to wash us clean and make us new. This Holy Week, he invites us to walk with him down the sorrowful road through his passion and suffering and death to the glory of his resurrection. If anyone would be my disciple, he says, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. We take the steps of that journey with faith and hope and love. It is a journey that we make with him. This Holy Week, let us stretch out our minds to him and our hearts. Let us peer into the mystery hidden in the providence of God from before the foundations of the world, the glorious mystery in which was wrought our salvation. And looking at that mystery with eyes of faith and hushed wonder, let us allow the titanic truth to penetrate every fiber of our being. Surely this man is the Son of God.